seemed like there was toward the end of that game just a lot of excitement in the dugout, a lot of reactions that were going on. Just how much was this team into this game? How much did you guys need this win?
Yeah, this game, kind of showed this team's fight. It was ultimately, I'm thinking through this game in terms of just the ups and downs, and the first thing that comes to my mind is they won as a team today. Each guy picked each other up. They grinded through. Being up four and losing a lead to be up one, and every single guy that came in that game just grinded.
What was the impact of Tony today? I guess both offensively and then also the catch in the first inning.
Yeah, TK, spark plug to the offense, got us going early. The play that he made in left field, saving a run there, home run. So great game for Tony today, and really contributed to this team's win today.
Obviously, Trevino thrust into a pretty high leverage situation. What do you think, just not only to finish the eighth, but come on?
Yeah, we leaned on Lou today. It's two innings, and I don't know the last time he threw two full innings, and we obviously put him in that situation. Felt good about him today coming in, and he was able to hold that lead and get that save as well.
Just how big were those leadoff hits today?
Yeah, obviously, any inning you can start off with a guy on base, it builds momentum. We had some big hits today from some guys. Jonah Bride's RBI, first one of his career, I believe. Nick Allen. So some of the young guys contributing, as well as the older guys. So it was a good win.
Aside from just getting out of the eighth, did you see anything from Lou in that inning that I guess gave you the resolve to send him back out there for the ninth?
Yeah, he made pitches, and coming in that situation and getting out of that inning. Coming off the mound, you could tell he's fired up and wanting the baseball still to go back out in the ninth, and that's the Lou that I've seen in the past, and that's what we hope to see in the future.
You had already used, I think, Puck and Jackson by the seventh. Had it gotten that, it ended up being a different route there, but were you looking at him as a potential?
I was looking at Lou to the back end of the bullpen today.
What was when you went out in the first, after the play with Bride, what was the explanation there for?
The explanation was that the base runner was avoiding the player's opportunity to make a play. And so I disagree with that. I felt Jonah had the baseball and the runner averted the tag. Nick and I didn't agree. We kind of agreed to disagree, but ultimately I'm thankful that Tony made the play on the next ball and it didn't cost us.
What did you think of Candy today?
It was hot. He battled. I thought, facing a team for the second time, he managed the lineup and gave us a chance there. Just, I think he towards the end got a little tired.
Oh, a camp coming out, was that just for defense?
Yeah, four-run lead in the eighth. Felt good about putting passion and bettering our defense out there in the outfield with him.
And then the catch that he made in the ninth.
Great catch in the ninth. Great play. He does that all year, and that's why he's out there.
Maul had a pitch in the ball, so is that maybe some tripping to maybe some command?
Yeah, obviously it didn't go well for Maul. I think he, made some pitches that weren't called strikes that then, had to force to come over the plate a little bit more. The pitch to Taylor. Just a mistake breaking ball that Taylor took advantage of, and not Mole's typical outing by any measure, with the two leadoff walks, it got him in trouble, and we'll be back with him.
Beto, thanks, guys.